Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Our passage today starts at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1. Now, even the first covenant had regulations for worship in an earthly place of holiness. For a tent was prepared, the first section in which there was a lampstand and the table and the bread of the presence. It is called the holy place. Behind the second curtain was a second section called the most holy place, having the golden altar of incense and the ark of the covenant covered on all sides with gold, in which was a golden urn holding the manna and Aaron's staff that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. Above it were the cherubim of glory, overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail. These preparations having thus been made, the priests go regularly into the first section performing their ritual duties, but into the second only the high priest goes, and he but once a year. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer sanctify for the purification of flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. The chapter of Hebrews begins describing the earthly tabernacle, the tent that traveled with the Israelites as they wandered in Egypt. And it describes the lampstand, the table, the sacred bread, and the places that are set apart. Verse 7 tells us that there is this high priest that entered the most holy place once every year with the blood for sins. Now picture this. There's this whole system of rituals. It's beautiful, but also limited. It points to something else, to something more. It in and of itself needs to be enacted each and every year to achieve the same thing. Allow yourself to feel the longing that would come, realizing that you're performing an action that must be done over and over again to have its effect. These sacrifices are only a shadow. They are not the reality. Verse 11 shifts everything for us. Quote, Christ appeared as the high priest of the good things that have come. Jesus didn't enter a man-made tent, but the passage tells us that he entered the greater and more perfect tent, which is heaven itself. Verse 12 says, quote, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by the means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. Now here's where I want us to pause. It's Jesus' blood that's offered once and for all. It's not repeated. It's not temporary, but is totally sufficient. And once it's offered, it's finished. We are all in desperate need of this sacrifice, one that has been performed for us once and for all. Sit with this truth now, that you are a sinner in need of God's sacrifice to be atoned for. This is not a truth meant to guilt you or to shame you, but rather it's a truth that's meant to deal with your guilt and deal with your shame. It is not just covered. Your sin and your shame is gone. Worship in the Old Covenant was a bloody and messy practice that was the only way for Jewish people to worship God. Verse 14 asks, how much more then will the blood of Christ purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? His sacrifice doesn't just clean our outside. It reaches into our very hearts and transforms us. It takes us from being dead in our sin to being alive in Christ. It is Jesus' sacrifice that was done so that once and for all, to the end of the ages, our sin will be dealt with. What dead weight are you carrying currently? How are you still trying to sacrifice yourself to achieve perfection as opposed to receiving it through Jesus' sacrifice? As you consider this, let the blood of Christ wash over you. Wash away your sin. You are free to serve and to worship, to live not out of fear, but out of love. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.